Good afternoon, beloved ones. How are you this evening? We have a little technical challenges today. I'm broadcasting from a different location, and it just seems to be a little bit different, and so I had to use another method. Thank God there's more than one way to get onto the show. So if you have any technical problems out there, please let me know that there's a situation going on so I can try to adjust to this. Okay? So just give me 1 second because we are doing something a little bit different. Okay, but it's all good. Good evening, everyone. Hello, beloved ones. I'm sorry we're having some technical difficulties today. But like I said, I was broadcasting from another location. So hopefully you are still out there and you're still hearing me. Guys, if you are able to contact me, I want to make sure that I am on the air and live. Can you just hold on 1 second here, okay? Like I said, we got some difficulty going on here, but hopefully we can get this away in a second or two. Okay? Hold on. Don't go anywhere, please. Okay, if you're out there and you're still there, anyone who has my other phone, I want you to be able to call me. I want to make sure that I'm on the air with you, okay? 240-938-8925. If you could give me a call on this number and let me know that you're hearing me, I would appreciate that, okay? We're having some difficult things because I'm doing this location from a totally different location today. Okay? All right, well, we're going to go on. I'm assuming everything is good and we are moving forward here. I see people still on the line, so I guess that means that we are moving on. Good afternoon. I am Brother Ones. Welcome to the Holistic Ministry Show. I am Minister James Browning, and I am a spiritual warrior, and I'm here to start a spiritual revolution. So I thank you for joining us with me to get started. So I really, really appreciate you joining this evening. It's been quite a challenge today. You know, sometimes days are like that, so it's okay. But it's all good that we are able to communicate, and God is good. So I'm here to start a spiritual revolution, and I am here to wake you up to who you are, God and goddesses in the flesh. So, you know, I always like to pray and to be able to bring forth the energy into the show. So let's do that, and let's see where we're at here, okay? And make sure that we are moving forward. Okay, so let's just move forward here, okay? Mother, Father, God, we give praise for this marvelous and wonderful evening today, that you allow us to be able to have another day of life, another day of living, another day of a marvelous awareness and a marvelous consciousness. We thank you for this wonderful, wonderful day today. We thank you for being able to bring forth the energy and bring forth the light that it takes in order to be able to do what we need to do. So we say thank you, God, for allowing that to be, allowing us to come through, allowing us to be able to do what we need to do. So we thank you, God. So grateful. Beloved ones, make sure that I am live with you on the air. I need to put you just on a temporary hold here, and because I need to check something real fast, because I don't want to be just talking for a whole hour if you're not live on the air, okay? Hold on one moment. I'm going to make a contact. Okay? But we know that Spirit is doing what it do, and so we're just giving praise and thanks today. Let me just make a call. I want to be able to see if I am live on the air. Yes. and that I'm being heard. Are you in? Huh? Okay, very good. Thank you. Just needed to know. Got some technical difficulty. All right, bye-bye. Okay, guys, I just need to find out what's going on. You know, sometimes in the modern technology of where we are, some things that we've done, so what you do, things just go kind of crazy sometimes. But that's okay. Hey, God is in charge, and we are just allowing the energy to flow. So, again, I want to thank each one of you. I want to thank all my old listeners and all the new listeners for coming back and joining us today. And just great. I'm broadcasting today from Cottonwood, Arizona, a little small town outside of Sedona. And just doing something on a different level, different kind of energy, different kind of place today. But it's okay. So we are just going to move on and allow spirit to have its way to do what it needs to do. If perhaps I'm using my cell phone instead of going direct this time, so if there's any difficulty and we get cut off for any reason, I'm going to try to keep going and you can come back in and listen to the show in its archive state, okay? So let's move on, okay? And hopefully we'll be able to. We're calling for spirit and the universal communication to come. We call for the higher levels of Archangel Michael, who's in charge of all technical and communications, to come through. So, Michael, I need you to help me to have orchestrate this communication to make it right. Okay. So, thank you, beloved ones, for holding on and supporting me here. Today's show is going to be quite interesting, but all of you know that I always like to go back and do a recap when I'm doing shows to make sure that that you were able to get a little something from last week's show, and because I think each one of the shows are important and bring some value, so I just wanted to be able to show last week. You can at least tune in and be more and, you know, bring yourself to date and go back and listen to it if you choose to be. Last week had a wonderful show. I got so many good positive responses from that show. That was really quite amazing. And we talked about who are angels and what was their purpose. And we discovered that angels were angelical beings that served God and mankind, okay? And they were here to as invisible protectors. We learned that there were 9 classes of angels, but we spoke only about 4. Seraphims, and the seraphims who were ranked number 1, they have the right hand, and their energy is so bright, no being can look upon them. There's only 4 of them. They take on human forms when necessary to come into the earth realm to do special assignments for God. And they come here occasionally when things are really kind of crazy or God needs them to do something special. They come in with a higher being that can change the vibrations on the planet at any time they need to do. They are fervor beings. So we thank them for doing what they need to do. And, you know, a lot of times the earth does need support along with the other galaxies and the other aspect of what's going on out in the celestial coming. You've cautioned. Hey guys, because we're having such technical difficulties today trying to do this show, I am proposing that we reschedule the show because I don't know all the aspects going on. It seems to be very difficult to do the show from where I'm at. Some places are better than others for doing the show. So what we're going to do, we are going to have to reschedule this show, and I will do this show next week based on the same information that I have provided for you, because it seems like we are having such a difficult time here trying to make sure that this particular show can go through, and I want you to be able to get the full benefit of the show. sometimes the technical problems in different areas makes a whole difference in trying to broadcast, and I just want to be able to get the best. So what we're going to do, we're going to reschedule this show for next week, okay? So I apologize for anyone who has been inconvenienced in any kind of way, but we need to do this a little bit different because there seems to be more difficulty than I had expected trying to broadcast from this particular location. Okay, reconnect next Sunday, same time, and we will redo the show. Thank you. So sorry. All right, bye-bye.